Cannot get much madder. I don't know what's sadder. My mama's tears are the Star Spangled Banner. I'm just so fucking fed up with the feds. I swear they wanna see my people dead. I swear they wanna pull me over, pull me over, shoot me dead, yeah. I swear they wanna pull me over, pull me over, shoot me dead, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. It's a lovely rainy day out here in Los Angeles, but we are live. We're going to make it do what it do. Let me get some Mackin music going so I can introduce my lovely, lovely female co-host. And by the way, family, the phone number to call in is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Now, let me introduce my lovely co-host real quickly. Hold on. Let me get everything situated here. Let me get everything situated here so people can see us on the screen. What's up on the screen? Look, right now we have Sexy Sarah right here eating some snacks, talking the mic. Sarah, how you doing, beloved?
I'm doing very good.
Yes,
how
indeed.
You?
I am good. And we have Miss Layla Lopez over here to my right.
Hello,
Miguel. Hi, y'all. That's how the rain make me feel sometimes.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. No. Do you feel romantic in the rain?
I do. Mm-hmm. I just want to sit in bed, eat cookies, yep, and like cuddle. Yep, yep, yep.
And what else you want to eat in the bed when it rains?
Stop.
Just all the bad stuff. I don't know. You know what?
His mind.
Stop it. You had me going for a minute. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Man.
Gutter mind.
Please. You're the one who said you feel like eating something.
So, oh, yeah. My goodness.
You know,
we kind of dressed up like a little bit, Sarah.
We did.
Kind of. Sort of. Anyone?
No, y'all go like salt and heifer. I love it. I love it.
Woo,
man. So, man, what's been up, Sarah? What'd you do this weekend? How's your dating life? I heard your dating life is pretty good. What's going on with that? Hey. Let's get
My
into
dating
that.
Life has always been good, but it just got better.
How'd it get better?
I went on a date.
Oh,
with somebody.
How'd your date go?
It went good.
What'd y'all do on your date?
No, because I'm laughing because it wasn't really a date. Like,
oh, you showed me a picture of him.
Oh,
She did. She texted me. She's like, "What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down?"
I
ain't gonna say what I said though.
Oh, I want to see a picture. Let me
see
a picture.
He's not bad.
How come I can't see a picture?
Because Tariq, I know you.
No, show Tariq.
No,
show
me. No.
I want to see
I'm
what
not,
it looks like.
No, I'm not.
Are you going to be
not
honest?
Not until after.
Let me
she
know.
Said not until after.
Because she think I'm a clown.
And yeah. I'm like, as if you don't clown, right? You know? Like,
so y'all went out, y'all kicked it. It wasn't quite a date. What
it
was
it? It wasn't quite a date. Well, because he had some business to take care of this weekend, so we had to cancel.
Okay.
And so I had to do laundry. And so he was just like, why don't you just do your laundry over here and I'll get some drink and go watch a movie?
Oh, so y'all.
No sex.
I don't believe that.
Because I know that you getting ready to say that.
I mean, you ain't going to admit it anyway. Sarah be fronting her ass off. Sarah ain't going to admit it.
You think Sarah be
Yes, she does.
See, Layla, no. I would tell the truth.
No, I think she would tell the truth. I think
Sarah be in this bitch faking the funk. She be acting goody two shoes.
No, don't act good.
That cracker is a dick. That right there. What she's eating on. That.
No. If I did, I would say.
No, you wouldn't.
Sex on the first date is not bad.
No, you
wouldn't.
Every
real relationship.
No, it's not a date, and I don't even know him like that. I don't give my shit up to. I don't know why you think that.
You be fronting.
It's not that.
Sarah be fronting, y'all.
Come on,
Sarah be fronting.
So what was y'all drinking?
What'd y'all do?
Well, he drank most of it. Because I only had one glass of champagne because you guys know I don't really drink like that.
So y'all were over there. That nigga popped a bottle.
He popped some champagne and he put on his documentary that he's making about his dad.
Okay. And what else he put on?
That's it.
All right, Sarah.
No movie? Netflix? No.
Yeah, we did. It was Netflix.
Okay.
Oh, here's sound of the movie that they were playing.
Okay, right. I know you about the trip.
That's the movie right there.
No kiss. You kissed him.
Oh, God. I did kiss him.
There you go.
Hear that?
But see, that don't mean I fucked him. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
That's what every female say a lot of times.
Oh, my God.
That's because I kissed him.
I have no problem admitting if we had sex.
Well,
I am an adult. I'm not a kid.
I think she would admit.
I'm not in high school.
I would totally admit it. Every real relationship I have has been...
If I had sex with him, I would say it. I'm not in high school. I'm a grown ass woman.
Did
I don't
you
give
want
a shit.
To, or you just?
I don't know him.
Oh right. Okay.
Like, come on, yo.
Nah, I still don't believe you. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. I think
he smashed.
I believe you.
I think he had that mohawk bucking back and forth.
Because you know. Because
Sarah came in here with a little more booty. Her booty sticking out a little bit more.
Yeah, because I've been doing squats.
No, he's been squatting that dick up in there.
Oh my God.
Layla knows that I would tell her.
No,
he
I
did.
Think she'd be honest.
Just like I asked you your opinion on several people. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, because she made comments on somebody else. So yeah, I believe her.
See,
judging from
I don't lie.
Replied.
I'm not a liar. First of all, I'm a bad liar, and I don't lie. I mean, I'm a grown ass.
And this
woman.
Is he's the older gentleman.
Yes.
Right? So that's old school.
But he wasn't trying to.
You went in that house. That brother had this going on. This brother had. Come on in and get that laundry done, baby.
Oh, my God.
I got a couple of bottles of champagne.
But it was nice of him because...
You are a hot little thing, ain't you? Oh, that mohawk, you look like Tina Turner and Mad Max, baby.
No. Shut up.
Oh, Lord, you're so sexy. God damn, a young Tinder thing.
Right.
Tina Turner.
How much is that little rent, baby?
I
got it. Girl, that ring ain't nothing but a thing. I got that, baby.
Ew. He does not talk like that.
Yeah, that would be.
And if he did, I would not be talking to him.
So I hope everything works out.
No, he didn't come at me like that, though. We had real nice conversation, and he, like, gave me some good game on some shit, on some business shit. And I really appreciate that, for real.
Second date,
we going to go to the movies.
Okay.
Hey, baby, what you need to do is invest in your You need to invest in your stocks, baby. You know, you need to differentiate your portfolio, baby.
I hope not. He ain't.
And you need to
nice
got some. No, I got the bonds, baby. God. You can invest.
The way.
You know, I got a I got a Ponzi scheme you can hook up on, baby.
Hell no. AARP.
So yeah, we got. I got a deal with Nutrisystem.
Nutrisystem.
We're gonna do some multi-level marketing. I got everything going for you, baby. You roll with me, you're gonna roll with a damn winner.
No.
Now let me see them titties, baby.
Ooh, no. Oh
hell no.
No.
First of all, he ain't that damn old, okay? Like Tariq making it seem like he like 70 years old with them little basket weave sandals on at the cookout. Like get out.
Oh, wait. He's 40, right?
39, yeah.
Oh, that's not old.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, Tariq acting like he's 70, missing teeth and shit.
I know.
Chewing on gums.
I thought he was super old.
Can't even bite in some corn. Like, like he that perv
Dentures.
At the cookout.
Right. Man. He don't look old, though.
I want to see the picture. Y'all bullshitting. I want to see what brother look like.
No.
I want to see Sarah hating. Brother, if he listens to the show, holler at me, brother.
No. Don't show Tariq.
And let me know what you and Sarah did. These niggas are driving. Let me know what y'all did, player.
We didn't do anything.
Oh, man. Layla,
I swear.
What's happening in the news? Layla, what's happening out here in the entertainment world?
Okay, so did y'all want to talk about Wyclef first?
Yeah, talk about that. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know. A lot of people, it's been all over the media.
Yeah.
How Wyclef got pulled over this morning by the cops. Now, supposedly, is a robbery suspect. Supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, ooh, he looks just like him. He was actually in the car with like his manager and another girl. And they pulled him out the car. But as he got pulled out, they handcuffed him. And he's like, they took off my Haitian flag.
Right, he
was going off, okay. And he's like, almost like documentary style. Mm-hmm. Like, just in case the police did something.
Course.
So, and then, you know, they let him go about 5-6 minutes later.
Yeah.
Not too long after. So, and they're like, oh, sorry. Like, what do you do in that case? Like, do the police get in trouble? Mm-hmm. Do you know?
You know, with the way it's set up now, they're not letting these cops, you know, they're not punishing them. Mm-hmm. I hope Wyclef takes some kind of civil action. I hope he does.
I think he will.
Now, he's in New York now because I talked to him. We texted each other earlier.
Okay.
I checked in on him. I thought he was still out here because people were saying that he was still
LAPD.
Out. Yeah. So we were corresponding earlier, and he's good. Everything is fine. He's back in New York now, but I hope he has some kind of civil thing. It wasn't the LAPD. It was the LA Sheriff's Office.
Oh.
It was the sheriff. Same thing. Right. Same damn thing.
I was about to say.
Same thing. It's all of them, all part of the police union and all that.
Yeah, but you know what? I have a question, Tariq, because
yes,
this just happened to my brothers.
Mm.
Like a week ago, the police pulled them over. This is like serious. It was my two brothers and my cousin. And before they left, the police asked all of them for their phone number. What does that mean? They were, so my brother changed his number. He's like, I don't trust it. My mom's all parent. Like, what does that mean? Were they trying to scare them? Like, are they allowed to ask?
Yeah, they could. They could ask you anything. That's the thing.
For your phone?
Yeah.
For
but
what?
Why did he give it, though?
That's what I said.
I'm not a black man, so I don't know. It's different.
And black people, we think that, you know, we have to answer every question that the police ask and all that. And I get it to a certain degree because they can use anything to justify harming you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so give them a bullshit number. But they just like to have everything on file. You know, I'd be like, 555-7373. You know, I give them a bullshit ass number.
My brother thought he did it. I felt like he wanted us to be like, no, we ain't giving you your number. Just to, like, make them go off so the police have a reason to be like, get out the car, put your hand. But they were so nice, they couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know, is that normal?
Yeah, yeah. They'll ask you anything. They try to get as much information as possible, like where you're going, who you're going to see there. They'll ask you, you know, a million questions if you sit there and let them. You got to be cordial. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to answer every question. You can be polite and say, well, look, that's something that I would rather have a lawyer discuss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to exercise my rights just for my own safety. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be, you know, manipulated into saying anything that could incriminate me, which I'm innocent. So you just be very respectful. You know, niggas be like, no, fuck that, man. I ain't do shit. Man, fuck the Black Lives Matter. Boom.
You know? But you know what? I feel like even if you are respectful, they still
there's a possibility. Absolutely. Just
but
like a black
cameras clap. And stuff.
Oh, with cameras, because you know it was a black couple that was awarded $1.3 million for being racially profiled by the police. And
really?
They had it all on camera, and she was very respectful. It was an older woman and her husband. They had the whole thing.
What was their reasoning for pulling them over? How did they have proof that it was racial? Like, how do you get that kind of proof?
Well, because you can hear the audio in it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And she was being very, very calm, and he was just jerking her arms, like, you know, and he was like, you're resisting arrest, and she literally was just standing there, like, not
And that's that whole, that resisting thing means I'm white and I say so. That's all resisting is. I say you're resisting, so you're resisting.
Well, she got 1.3 million.
That's
good. What I'm saying.
Good.
Pull me over, and I'll get that on camera. Yeah.
If they don't shoot you. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Come on, player. Hello?
Ain't nobody on the phone.
Come on, nigga. All right, are you here, brother? All right, let me get somebody else. This nigga phone is janky. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is Shaq from Richmond, man.
Hey, man. How you doing, fam?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Big fan of the show. I just want to say shout out to the ladies who I got doing.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Tariq, man, I ain't going to hold you up, but, man, I know I'm about sick of that motherfucker Stephen A. Smith, man.
Oh, Lord.
What did he
do
now?
I can't stand him.
Yeah. Bruh.
What did he do now? I didn't see
just that. More coon talk.
More
just
coon?
More coon.
Bro, he is a supreme. He is coon of the highest order.
yeah.
Wow.
Let me touch on that, man. Thank you. So Stephen A. Smith basically was talking shit about Kaepernick again.
Oh, okay. I did see that.
Yeah, he was like.
But I rolled past it.
Yeah, what did he say? What? Because I retweeted it. It was something to the effect. Let me look at my Twitter real quickly, family, because you know Stephen A. Smith, his cooning, it's so much cooning. You gotta sit through
it.
Yeah,
he was that bad till recently.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see where you did it.
Yeah, ESPN is.
If it wasn't for the drama around the national anthem, Kaepernick would probably have a job by now. Oh, because he's not signed.
Yeah, he's not
right?
signed or whatever. But
and then you said this ninja with the coon.
Basically, if Kaepernick had acted right, he'd have a job. It's that coon talk, man. Look, y'all coons out there.
You know what? Yes, Massa.
It just be killing me because I feel like they don't have to be on these people's platform. People will still support Stephen A. Smith if he just did his commentary on his own, started his own shit.
Mm. But, you know, nigga,
we would still support.
But people think. Like that, they take pride in being under white mommy and white daddy.
True.
You dig? They take pride in that. Shout out to Kaepernick.
True.
Colin hit me up the other day. You know, he was telling me about this thing about raising money for Somalia. I put $1,000 on it.
Yeah,
and shout out to Sean King. Sean King just tweeted that Kaepernick made a large donation to Meals on Wheels because Meals on Wheels, you know, Trump, you know, gutted the funding for that. Oh, you know, wow. Trump is just slashing funding for a whole bunch of shit.
Yo, what?
Colin just donated $50,000 to Meals on Wheels. So shout out to that brother.
Yeah, did you see his new tax plan? Trump's tax plan is a
beast. No, what is it looking like?
It's bad. It's bad for people that will be that are single moms. It's gonna be bad.
Do you think?
But
it's
not
weird?
So bad for people that are single with no children.
Oh, gotcha.
But if he's capping it.
What do y'all think about Melania not living in the White House? Isn't that weird?
She don't live there?
Wow.
No, y'all don't know that?
No.
She said she doesn't want, I personally think she doesn't want to live in the White House. Well, she said because her son is still in school in New York.
Okay.
But I think it's because she doesn't want to have all those eyes in here. Because, well, my mom, I don't even want to talk about that girl like that, but my mom was like, she's a hoe. That's why she doesn't want to be in the White House. She's a hoe and she doesn't want to be caught. I was like, Ma, no. I was like, duh. Like, my mom was like,
all the black people always got some, you know. I knew it. That bitch got roots on her. I knew it.
Yeah, nah, she doesn't live in the White House. She stays in Trump Towers right now. She'll commute back and forth to go say hi, but she doesn't live there yet. But now they're talking about, like, she's thinking about moving in there. I don't know. That's weird.
I think Melania just wanted a meal ticket, and she was not really down.
She didn't
with
expect
this
all this shit to pop off. What's up? Hello? Who's calling?
Yes, this is Rashawn out of New Jersey.
Rashawn from New Jersey. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How y'all doing, ladies?
Good.
I got two quick questions. One for me personally and one for something else. But I got this little situation. I got this girl that I've been talking to for about, I'm 22, by the way.
Okay.
I got this girl I've been talking to for about 8 months. And we just went on this trip to Cancun, and it was dope and everything, but we was having some problems. We've been beefing a little bit, and I kind of want to break things off, but I don't know how to. You know, it's kind of like I'm kind of stuck in the middle on it. And my second question is, I know that you are a successful businessman, successful entrepreneur. How did you, like, find a way, like, to parlay some of your talents into, like, actual monetary cash? How do you parlay that?
Yeah, so let's tackle the first one first. So you and this girl, how long y'all been dating each other, by the way?
We've been dating for about 8 months. I met her at a party, and at first I let her know, like, you know, I really wasn't looking for a relationship, but you know, sometimes you get caught up and you're not really out there looking, you just get stuck with a motherfucker a little bit. So.
Yeah. So y'all were kind of kicking it. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like, you know, you saw a cool little chick. Okay, she can be a nice little, you know, friend with benefits, that type of thing. So she started hanging around you, and she got her hooks in you. A lot of women know how to finagle themselves into a relationship. You know, they'll slowly.
Yeah, she's Caribbean.
Yeah, so she started bringing them jerk chicken plates over to that motherfucker. I know what them Caribbean girls do. They be doing stuff. They be soaking their coochie in pickle juice. I'm serious.
No.
They be doing shit like that.
No
yeah, be
way.
Shrinking their coochie and all types of stuff, man.
What?
Yeah, yes. I'm telling you. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not making that up. They be doing shit like
that.
You seen it? I've seen it.
Pickle juice, though.
Pickle juice.
Wait.
Like a pickle shrinker. It's some stuff that shrinks pickles, and they soak the coochie in that. Yeah, it's not. It's some chick. This chick was telling me she did some shit like that, and I'm like, okay. But yeah, they do stuff like that. So all that jerk chicken, and you know, she's slow whining on a player. And you know, she'll come over and leave a toothbrush 1 week, and then a curling iron the next week. Then she's leaving her flip flops. That's how women kind of mark their territory at niggas' houses. They be leaving earrings so other women can catch it. You dig? So to low key throw salt in your game. Because women have left stuff in my house I didn't even see until another woman came over. Like, who earring back is this behind your refrigerator? Well, how the hell you know that? I didn't even see that.
Behind your refrigerator.
Behind the refrigerator. What the fuck you doing out there? God. Women be having little cold places they know to look. So she got in you. She finagled herself into a little thing with you. And you're like, well, damn, I'm stuck in a relationship. And, you know, I just kind of wanted friends with benefits. So you got to kind of let her know, because I know she wants to take it to the next level. She's like, why you not marry me, boy? You know, she's whatever. That's my Caribbean accent, by the way. So she's probably trying to get more serious than what it is. So you need to let her know that, you know, you're not really trying to take it to that next level. Y'all need to chill out on all the trips and the vacations and all that, because that's just kind of leading her on. You feel me?
Yeah, I don't want to go on, but yeah, we had an incident when we was talking, and we got in a big fight while we was on the vacation. And when she was like, "Oh, well, if you don't want to be with me, just say it." And I was pissed. I'm like, "Yo, I don't want to be with you." And she just stormed off. The next day, we like got drunk, and she was like, "Yeah, we had sex." So it just went on, and yeah, we kind of like fixed it from there. So I'm like, "Damn, like how do I get back out of this situation?"
So she sucked you back into the relationship, literally.
Yeah.
I just caught that.
So yeah, you can't let her mouth dictate the relationship, dude. You dig?
Their mouth.
Because it seems like just outside of sexual compatibility, it's just not really popping with y'all. There's nothing really that's gelling with you guys except that, right?
Yeah, the chemistry can be off a lot of times. That's why we beef so much.
Yeah, and what's she look like, by the way?
She's dark. She's Jamaican, so she got a very dark skin tone, and yeah. She about 5'7".
Okay.
And she thick, but she not like how them. She not ATF thick like them niggas we talking about from over there. She's nice, thick, nice body. You know.
Yeah. So
nothing too crazy.
Oh, okay. And you let her know what's up. Let her know that you ain't really trying to be in a serious situation before it gets. It's only 8 months, so that's not too long, but that's too long to be kind of bullshitting around. You dig? Because the eighth, ninth month, that's when shit gets real in relationships. The eighth and ninth month, yeah, because in eight, whose goddamn phone is this?
That's
Sarah's,
me this time.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's a sugar daddy calling her.
Stop!
He got a friend.
Uh-oh. But like I'm saying, brother, that 8 month in relationships, that's when stuff gets serious, because around the 8th month, that's when a holiday is coming around. No matter what time of year it is, in 8 months, some kind of major holiday is going to come around. If it's like July, you know, Christmas and New Year's is going to pop off. Valentine's is going to pop off. If you get with somebody in the spring, you know, 4th of July, all of this shit is coming up. So when y'all start kicking it with each other around the holidays, you know, you're going to start meeting family. You're going to start being around friends. So, you know, that's a serious thing. And once you start doing that, they're going to take the relationship seriously. So you got to let people know from the rip, hey, it's not going to go any further than this. I don't want to lead you on. The mouth is good. The jerk chicken and the curry goat is delicious.
The mouth is good.
But, you know, we can't build nothing on that. All right? All right, but thank you for the call, brother.
That is crazy.
What's that? What's that beeping? Wait, I hear a beeping. You keep hearing the beeping thing. Is that your ear? Turn your ear. I think you. What is that? Okay.
Oh, now I don't hear it.
I heard it. I heard it too. A few times, but I didn't know what it was. I thought it was the microphone or something.
Are you wearing a wire, Sarah? You know, I think you're a snitch. Sarah's in here.
Oh, my God. Why do you think that?
You know, I got hustle.
Wait, hold on.
Give me some examples why you think that.
He thinks I'm a snitch because I was recording him on the live show.
Yes. On the sneak, though. On the sneak. She was doing it on the sneak.
Like, no, yeah, it was like this, Layla.
No, she was. No, she wasn't. She was like, no, she wasn't. She was on some.
We're not gonna go through this.
She was
again.
On some low key. Yeah,
that's a goddamn lie.
No, please, you were.
No, that's a damn lie.
That ain't no
Layla.
Damn lie. That ain't no lie.
You were low key.
Her ass was sitting here so low key filming.
As many times that I had got you on Snapchat, was it like low key?
No, you was like,
I was like, hey, exactly. And you didn't see me take selfies.
Please,
you didn't see me take selfies. Now, what about my ass is low key? Nothing.
Yes, it is.
Nothing about you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
You know what? You and my brother would get along good because he does that too.
What do you do?
I swear, he's the one that filmed Master P's wife at the 99-cent store. Like, he films stuff and people don't even.
I don't film anything
on his phone.
No, I don't.
He does do that. He's so good at
it. And Sarah's ass. And Sarah, not only that, Sarah's ass.
Shit, I never film nothing. I'll be the one. Just like I said, when black people get into something, don't film that shit.
Right.
Whoop ass. Yeah, yeah, I'm not the one. I will whoop ass. I don't film
Sarah's ass even got in trouble at the boxing place trying to film Denzel that
That's
time.
That's bullshit.
Didn't they tell you not to bring the camera? Didn't they tell you not to bring the camera?
We all wrong.
Okay, what happened?
What's the story? I got to hear it.
I was on Snapchat when I walked in because I was inquiring about taking classes.
Okay.
And they say, put that goddamn camera down.
I never been inside the place.
Right.
So I was walking in and I was on Snapchat. I was already on. And then the guy came out and was like, oh, there's no cameras in here. And I said, okay. Oh,
right.
He trying to make it seem like Denzel Washington was in there. And I'm you see how Tariq had extras on shit?
I was like, Denzel was in there? You see me? Oh my God. Tariq, you ain't right.
Right.
Lee, what else is in the goddamn media?
Can we talk?
Sarah, tell me. What's in the media, Sarah?
We got Tyson Beckford, coon ass, going in on too? Chris Brown, talking about how he's a drug addict. Because you know, Tyson Beckford and Karrueche ass are best friends.
Oh, wow.
And remember so long ago that they got into a kind of a fight, Chris Brown and Tyson, you know.
They got into a little tiff,
Yeah, over Karrueche ass.
Yeah.
And so he was on Bravo Andy Cohen. Mm-mm. Talking shit.
He was on TV talking
this
shit.
Yes, I missed that.
He just said that I'm on the Shade Room.
Go on the Shade Room.
That's my source, that's girl. Yeah, Shade Room.
Yeah, they have a lot of good stuff.
Shout out to Shade Room. They posted one of my posts the other day.
Did they? Yeah. On Twitter.
Awesome. I made a post on Twitter. The one I made that it went viral, and they put it on the Shade Room.
Oh,
and the Shade Room, they listen to the show. By the way,
Shout out Shade Room. I love Shade Room. That's like my go-to.
Remember back in the day, even used to be
Media Takeout.
Oh God,
Media Takeout be lying.
They be lying their ass off.
They be lying.
Yo, and there's so much spam on their website. Yeah. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's everything on there is fake. Yeah. That shit is so fake.
Tyson Beckford was saying how Chris Brown is on drugs.
Wow. He said this on TV?
Yes.
I mean, he ain't got to say it, though.
I'm trying to find it on the Shade Room little Instagram page, but yeah.
I mean, we all know he's on drugs. We don't want to just say it. You know what I mean?
I like Chris, too, man.
I don't like Tyson Beckford, because once I found out his baby mama was white, I was too done. I was like, bye.
Man.
He's not even hot. Like, he mad because Chris Brown look better.
You really think so?
Chris Brown, I mean, Tyson's not hot for me.
Really?
Mm-mm.
No, he fine to me.
I
ain't about to say that.
I'm about to say he's not my type. Mm. I like Chris Brown is my type. Like, I like the pretty boys.
I like pretty boys, too, but I mean, that don't mean Tyson Beckford ain't fine.
His lips are really super dry. I've seen him in person.
Who?
Tyson.
No.
I've seen him in person.
No
way. His lips are super duper. I can't stand on dry lips. You always see me putting on gloss. I can't stand my own dry lips. I can't stand.
You don't like crispy lips.
You know, I'm always using chapstick.
You greased up. We all greased up.
You know who be having them chap lips? The whole Black Ink crew. They used to have them dry lips on that show.
Caesar ass.
I mean, Caesar.
And what's
Duchess,
her name?
Duchess.
Yo.
Yeah.
She's queen. Yeah, of
I'm like, that's a cute
lips.
Girl, but her lips look
the production.
Like, man.
Tell her,
right? I'm like, her lips look like she's been kissing cornflake boxes and shit. I'm like, damn.
That's the only thing that turned me off when I see him in person. I'm like, he's okay, but this is just, I'm done with the dry lips.
So how y'all feel about Tyson saying that about Chris? Oh,
yeah,
right,
that's
here.
Real.
See, he was on Watch What Happens Live.
He wants attention. What is he doing right now?
Said that.
He wants attention.
That's a sucker move, Tyson.
Boy, bye.
That's a sucker. That's a sucker ass move right there.
See, because my thing is, again, what you always say, Tariq, we need to stay on cold. You don't down another brother on national TV in front of a white person.
Yeah, that's the thing, really.
Andy ass. Like, Andy loves TV.
He loved that shit.
He loved drama.
Black folks sitting on each other. He be there, grinning and sashaying. He loves that shit.
Yeah,
he loves it. And he's a big ass instigator.
When they have the reunions, he be reading fucked up emails that I guess the producers write.
You said the producers write.
They be writing that shit. So Portia, somebody from Memphis said, why does your weave look like a bird's nest?
he be talking
slick shit.
I think he the reason why Portia and Kenya got in that damn fight. Why would you allow her to have that damn specter like
right.
that?
Right.
Yeah. Did y'all see the Housewives of Atlanta this weekend?
I didn't watch it yet. Good. I gotta go home and watch it.
I'm gonna watch it at your house, Layla.
Okay, come over.
I'm gonna have to watch it from like all the other seasons.
Oh, I have all of them taped. I had to catch up last week. I did a binge watch, so now I'm all the way up until yesterday.
I feel like my brain gonna melt watching all that.
Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? What's going on, ladies?
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? I've been calling like a motherfucker.
What's your name, brother?
I said, God damn, man. I seen this shit on Twitter.
What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to get through, but it's busy. Aww. Oh, but I got a question, though.
What's your name, brother? Where you from? What's your name? Where you from?
Oh, Ace.
Ace?
From Virginia.
Ace from Virginia. What's on your mind, Ace?
Hey, man, I was listening to you one time, and I had to call up and ask, why can't you trust a black woman with a flat ass?
Oh, he said that last show. Yes. He said that last show.
Yes, I do not trust black women who have flat asses.
You know my dad says that.
Your dad says that?
He says the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Every, because I've dated black women, you know, many of them for years. I'm married to one. But I've noticed a pattern. The ones with the flat asses always be on some slick shit.
Like what?
They steal. Yeah, they lie.
Stealing.
They shoplift. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, there's a pattern with sisters with flat asses. They crazy as cat shit. Something is going on with the flat ass sister. Because I guess because you got so much competition, other sisters with ass and all that stuff, you got to do extra to get whatever little resources you need if you got a flat ass.
Oh, my God.
And also, the sisters with the flat asses, if they do date, a lot of times they date the white dude. They love a black woman with a flat ass. So they be on some low-key Bedouin shit a lot of times. So sisters with the flat asses, it just don't work for me. Mm. You dig? So I always tell dudes, hide your damn wallet if that ass is a little saggy on the sisters. You dig? But thanks for the call,
hide
brother.
Hide your wallet.
He's
yes.
So silly.
Yes. Yes, white girls are different. White
oh,
girls are...
really?
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Right, see?
Because white women, there's a lot of white women who don't have no ass, and
so
they can still get it in.
So you would date a white girl with a flat ass, right. But
not
a black girl with a flat
ass? No, I'm just saying. No. I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying. Hell no.
See, stuff they don't accept from us, they accept from the white girl.
I'm saying the white girl ain't scandalous. The flat booty white girl ain't scandalous.
And wait, and white bitches be scamming all day long, 24 hours.
Exactly. The flat or big.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Don't matter the size. Exactly. It doesn't matter the size with them. If they're going to be scandalous, they're going to be scandalous. What else is going on in the media, Layla?
Okay. I just want to recap since we're talking about, you know, the shows and reality.
Come
y'all
on with the
all,
fuck
every,
news,
no,
Layla.
No.
I already know it's coming.
No, everybody's okay, you haven't seen it because you don't watch it. Love and Hip Hop.
Yes. Yes, I watch it.
Did you watch it last night?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I didn't watch it.
Okay, so you seen Rod, right? Did you see Rod? Which is Mimi's, the scam artist, supposedly the scam artist, who is dating the girl that has the baby by Kirk.
Right.
Okay. Did you see? It gets worse if you didn't see the rest of it. Okay, so he's with the girl. I forgot her name. The girl who has the baby by Kirk. I forgot her name.
Yeah.
But Rod is not only dating her. He has another girlfriend.
I heard about that.
They
heard about
all
that
live together, but guess what? The other girlfriend has sex with Kirk, too.
Yeah, no.
Oh, damn.
I saw that on Twitter.
Damn.
So they was like, how Kirk got this and
because they all they worked in the same strip club. Both of the girls are dancers.
Okay.
Period. So Kirk was in a strip club. He had sex with both of them. So now the next episode, they're going to confront Kirk.
Oh, damn.
But fast forward to now, because, you know, they taped the show, a couple months in advance or whatever. Mm-hmm. Rashida.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. Is back with him.
Oh, damn.
I mean, well, okay, people are saying that because they were all cuddled up over the this past weekend.
Yeah.
The paparazzi got, like, a lot of pictures of them cuddling, snuggling, looking like they back together. So.
Oh, damn.
Well, they are married.
Yeah, they've
for
been.
For 20 years. 20,
yeah, damn near 20 years.
That's a long ass
And a lot of y'all women out there, y'all know y'all niggas out here fucking strippers. And
hey, whole time Rashida got a boo.
You think so?
You think so, or you just talking?
You talking.
I mean,
you
I don't
doing fuckery now, too?
I don't know her. I don't know her personally, but I'm just saying. What
wait,
you want to fucking bet? She
you
got
guessing?
Another nigga. I'm guessing.
Oh, okay. Mm. I'm like, wait, who? Okay.
What you want to bet she got another dude? What you want to bet? I would bet that two or three seasons from now, she going to have a little boo.
Would you have, if your dude, you were married for 17 years and he had him a little side baby, would you go out there and get, not even a side chick, a side baby? You dig? Would you go out there and get you some side dick, sir?
Well, no, because I'll be
oh, stop.
No, let me finish.
Okay.
I said no, because his ass will be dead, my ass will be in prison for murder of the baby and him.
God damn.
So I wouldn't have no time for a side dude, because my ass will be facing 25 to life.
Oh, Lord.
I couldn't get back with nobody like that. I couldn't do it.
That's just a whole nother level of cheating. But it's a whole nother level to have a damn baby out of
know,
it. It's
these,
so disrespectful.
These dudes with the side babies.
What about the guy,
me.
Though? Now, this is very strange to me.
What
the only thing is the guy, Rod. He's accepting of Kurt's baby, and I don't know no nigga that's accepting of that. Noted.
Yeah, unless he's on some pimping shit. You know, he's sending them somewhere. You dig those women.
That's you what did? I think. That's what, yeah. I think he's pimping them.
Yeah. Okay, what if it's a chick? Now, what if it was the roles were reversed?
Okay.
What if the wife came home?
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, how about that?
Hell no.
How about that? Oh, shit, how about that?
You come home pregnant by another nigga, I'm out.
Oh,
I'm out quickly. That shit ain't gonna happen.
I'm out.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
No question. You can't, no like, question. Talk it over.
Ain't no talking.
No, I'm not.
Ain't no forgiveness. I'm
this little strange looking kid looking at me in my shit. You ain't my daddy. That's why my mama cheated on you. Talking shit to me. I ain't about to clean up shit.
My you mama, ain't my daddy.
That's why my mama got a side nigga. Clean your own goddamn room.
So wait. So let me ask you this, Century, because you're married. So
yes.
What if you got somebody pregnant?
Which won't happen, but
which
go ahead.
Never happened.
Duh, we know that won't happen. But
yes.
Hypothetically speaking, sorry, Peanut, I just got to ask. But hypothetically
that's
speaking.
Too hypothetical for me to even fathom. Okay. It won't happen. It's
not
just too,
you personally. Another
nigga.
Somebody,
listen,
yeah,
another
okay,
nigga.
Another dude, that's safe.
Yeah, that
he wouldn't be here next
week.
What?
Right.
I know.
I'm just saying, like, if as a man, like, do you expect the woman to take you back? Like, do you expect the woman to be more
question.
Forgiving? Versus if she came home fucking pregnant.
But it's different when the woman comes. Because the baby the baby is in the damn house with you. If it's her.
Okay.
Like with Rashida,
but
the baby's downstairs somewhere. The baby on the third floor. Ringing the doorbell. Ding! I came in from the third floor. Can I get some milk? So it's different if the baby's on another floor. But right there in the house? No. Fuck that. I'm good.
There have been cases where, you know, the wife will take in the side baby.
Yeah.
And raise the baby. What, that happened in my
Ludacris.
Family.
Ludacris.
That happened.
Right. Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah.
That happened in my family.
Ludacris.
Yeah.
Wife.
Yeah. That is a possibility.
I don't know.
Would you? Could you do that?
I told you I'd be in prison.
Please. Layla, could you do that? You
would have. Hell.
No. If the dude, let's say the dude is balling out. All right, let's be real.
Balling out.
Balling
well, wait, how
out.
Much money?
I'm talking
of all.
About some Arabian money. He
oh,
oils
this
oil.
Arabian
oh.
money.
Some big paper, okay. Some oil money. Right. He's
that's
chilling.
A little different.
Oh, and that was different?
No, because listen, he got security.
Okay.
There's security there, but this nigga, come on, I'm going to give you $5,000. You ain't got no damn money. You ain't got no security
in the
game.
I know, the Arabian
game.
Money, I might take one for the time. I'll be like, have as many babies
security.
As you want.
Exactly.
Security,
I have
a
girlfriend
a
on the side. I don't care.
Exactly.
As long as
yo, security is a big fucking factor. Yeah. I'm sorry. It just is. But Kirk ain't got no security, so bye, nigga.
Yeah.
Bye, nigga.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right.
Hey.
Okay, you know that happened. To me personally.
What happened?
My mom, actually. My biological dad had a baby with a side piece.
Oh, damn.
And I have a biracial little brother.
Oh, damn.
People don't know that, but yes.
And how does that work?
You have a biracial?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. He had a white side piece?
Oh,
damn.
Threw a wrench in the mix, right?
Damn. Okay, Pops.
My biological dad's a coon.
Big oh, damn.
Coon. Big
oh,
coon.
Really? Oh,
well, damn, Dad. Dad had him
long
on.
Story I'll tell y'all after the show but yeah. Yes he's a big coon yes.
Oh wow. Dad you messing with them side pieces white woman got you caught up.
Wow.
And he hid it for a long time until my mom did some laundry and found a picture and
oh,
he
damn.
Looked just like my dad.
Oh
he
damn.
Couldn't fucking deny it.
So are you friends with the brother with your brother?
No
how old
not
is
because
he?
I don't want to but yeah. Like oh shit how old am I 25. He gotta be like 19, 20.
Oh my
damn.
God,
and I have a niece.
The same age.
I have a niece.
I mean, oh, damn.
I have a niece. I haven't met her.
Y'all should meet each other.
I tried, girl. I tried.
Oh, they don't wanna?
No, he called me. Well, he hit me up on social media, found my page, and was like, look, you have a niece. I just had a daughter. Mm. He's when he was 18. So I'm like, okay, cool. I wanna meet her. I was gonna buy a bunch of shit. He was on some other shit. I don't know what the. I was like, look, he got drama with the baby mama. I was planning to go see him, and he lived far at the time, so I had to, like, plan to go up there. And so I'm like, look, I'm on my way. Oh, well, the mother ain't trying to give me, well, her name is Kennedy. The mother ain't trying to give me Kennedy, and I'm like, you know
God
what?
Damn.
Never mind.
It's just too
that's
much.
That's crazy as hell.
And I asked him, who did you have the baby by? A black woman, white woman, what? I need to know these things. And he gonna say, her butt was fat.
God.
Immature.
Dodge
God damn.
Immature.
Dodge the hell out of that.
Yep,
what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Bowman in Texas.
Bowman in Texas. How you doing, fam? Mm-hmm.
I'm all right. Hey, I just wanted to know what you guys thought about the Snoop Dogg Lavender, because when I listen to it, it makes me feel violent, man. It's just some weird feeling about it.
The Snoop Dogg what?
What's that?
Lavender? Is that what
he said? That new Lavender song.
I haven't heard it yet, but I'll look at
it. Is that the one with
Donald Trump? Is that I haven't heard it.
I don't know what that one is.
What else is happening? I don't know what that nigga talking about.
What else is happening? Drake new album.
That album is hot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I ain't heard it yet. I heard it was good.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Drake.
I heard it was good.
I definitely hit him on the first date.
Uh-oh.
Drake? Oh, my God. Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Oh
my
God,
that was in my
What's
head.
Up? Who's calling? Oh, well, yeah. Oh, hold on. Y'all niggas messing up on the phone line. Sarah, what else is happening?
So we got Tyrese bitch ass.
What Tyrese do this time?
Oh, man. What is he not doing? First of all, you know, black women are already kicking him to the curb for marrying that non-black woman.
Well, she is black. She just
not black. No. Tyrese, she's not black. She's like mixed wife, or something,
yeah,
right?
She's black.
She's not black. Okay.
Let me see a picture.
She's not black. She don't even claim
black. Because I seen one picture.
She doesn't even claim black.
She looks black to me.
Yeah.
I've seen a picture of her a long time ago.
She doesn't even have a black phenotype. There's jet black niggas who don't claim black. So, I mean, she.
She doesn't even want to be identified.
Is she claiming black?
No. What's she claim?
Doesn't she claim Hispanic or some shit like that?
Ecuadorian and European.
Now, there's a Negro in that family tree. I can look at her.
She said down the line somebody was Jamaican.
Oh. Okay. She's a negress. I mean, just she's a negress in denial.
Oh my God.
Well, anyway, that was old. That was like more than 2 weeks ago. But now he, two things happened. He posted this long paragraph talking about when she put that damn lace front in a ponytail. He was basically saying how women need to stop acting like dudes are stupid, because we walk around with like fake lashes, fake hair, fake titties, fake.
And they like it.
He was just saying, y'all always talking about y'all want a real man, but y'all motherfuckers ain't real, basically.
His girl don't wear weave. She don't wear weave. His wife don't wear weave.
That's why I said she don't wear black. She got white woman hair. She don't wear weave.
But no white girls wear weave too.
Hell, they do wear weave.
I get it, but this girl ain't wearing no weave.
Right.
That's why I said she ain't black. That's my opinion.
But you know, Tyrese was basically getting back at black women for shitting on him marrying his chick who's biracial, because, you know, she's not white, you know. So he was getting back. That was his way of low-key, passive-aggressively talking shit.
That was one thing.
Yeah, what else?
And then another thing he posted was a picture of her, again, and he was saying, she got her master's, and this is for all y'all haters.
Oh, Lord.
I'm the master of whatever the hell he said. I'm the master at getting money, or... And then he said she got her master's degree before I even met her. And man, why did he say that? Because I was reading the comments, black women was like, bitch, go be happy and married. Goodbye.
Yeah, don't worry.
Why do you keep posting shit about her? Why are you trying to convince? Black women are not, they mad.
Yeah, yeah.
They are mad.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
That's what I'm saying. She ain't black. If she was black, y'all wouldn't be mad.
Hey, who is this?
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, where you calling from, beloved?
I'm in Arizona. Hey, ladies.
Hey. Hi, Nicole.
How y'all doing?
Good.
I can't believe I got through. Oh, my God.
Yes, you did. What you doing out there in Arizona?
Well, I just got off of work, but I'm here because I was married. Well, I still am married to a Hispanic suspected white supremacist.
Oh, damn. Wait a minute. Now, what are you? Are you black? What are you?
I'm black.
Okay.
I'm Nigerian, actually.
Oh, damn. Oh. So you came here to get your green card. Shit.
Stop.
How long you been over here?
I better explain more clearly. I'm Nigerian American. My dad is from Nigeria. My mom is from New York. So.
Okay. So you were born here?
Yes, definitely. Okay. I was born in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed. It's a really weird situation. I mean, you were joking, but I do kind of feel like maybe it was a green card situation.
How so? Since you're a citizen already, is he a damn citizen?
No, he's a permanent resident now. He's not a citizen.
Oh,
but...
so he got his citizenship through you.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
How much did they give you? Wait, how much did they give you? Like what, $5,000, $9,000? How much did they give you?
Oh no, he didn't give me anything. This on my end, this was a total legitimate situation. So I don't know what happened.
You let this motherfucker, wait a minute.
Uh-oh,
Nicole,
Tariq.
You let this dude hustle a green card out of you. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. I can already tell. This nigga got with you to get his green card game on, and now you're finding out. Now that he's a permanent resident, now he's showing how he really feels, his Hispanic white supremacist side. It just started coming out, didn't it?
I'd be remiss if I said I didn't notice, you know, earlier on that there were some weird things, like the family had said some weird things.
Yes.
The sister said something about, oh, I could never marry anybody darker than me, and, you know, crazy stuff like that. So,
those wannabe Anglos are some of the worst races out there, because they want to be Anglo so bad and they want to get in good with all the other white supremacists. Those Hispanic white supremacists are the worst. How long have you been dealing with this dude?
This year would be 6 years, about 6 years. We've been married a little over 3 years, actually. February 20th has been our 3-year anniversary, but
wow.
We're separated right now. I left him about 6 months ago.
Good. Good.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just so torn. It's weird. And I know how you feel about this because I've heard your previous shows and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he counted on my religious beliefs because, you know, I can't get a divorce and all that kind of thing. It's a lot. It's a lot. It really is. And
they know who to hustle. They know who to hustle. They know how to get somebody who has strong religious beliefs, and they know who mm-hmm. what black folks to target to get their little green card game up. They know who to target, and the key word is target. He's going back with his family, and they're talking all types of greasy shit. You got to understand, just because somebody's having sex with you, that doesn't make them any less of a white supremacist. You understand that?
Well, going back to that, he's never consummated our marriage.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Y'all been together for 6 years, and y'all never had sex.
No, and then the first 3 years, that was okay, which is why that wasn't a red flag for me. But after the marriage is when, you know, obviously right away it became apparent.
I'm so not shocked. I'm so not surprised. That was a hustle from day one. And if y'all haven't been having sexual relations, he wasn't really living with you that long, was he?
No, we began to live together after we got married.
I mean, y'all slept in the same bed. I mean, what was the deal?
Yeah, we did. And, you know, I tried to initiate things, and it just never happened. He just would not. After a while, you can only, you know, you can only take that kind of rejection for so long before your self-esteem is messed up.
Girl.
So
you're an episode of 90 Day Fiancé, the Hispanic version. He kept coming up with excuses. No, this is Cinco de Mayo coming up. I can't do it.
That's just a Spanish guy, because I'm not trying to stereotype Spanish people, but they're very like, yeah, hey, yo, mama.
Yeah.
You know, they're very like, you know, aggressive. They're very aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. So
right, I'm learning a lot. I've learned a lot, I should say, because I pretty much completely exited the situation. You know, I don't know what the future holds.
What you look like? What do you look like?
And how old are you?
How old are you?
How old is number one?
I'm 31.
31?
I'll be 32. Yeah.
So you're a young lady. You're not that old at all. What do you look like? And what's your Instagram?
Uh-oh.
Oh, here you go. My Instagram's private, dear.
Well, I'm going to be the...
Well, accept us.
Except me. I'm about to... Just add me. You don't have to add everybody else. I want to see what you look like. What's your Instagram?
Okay, it's NISIA.
IA, okay. What, NISIA?
CA.
Yes. Okay.
RILLO.
Okay.
Two R's.
I see you. Okay, hold on. I'm adding you now. Okay.
Because
I'm looking at you.
No, we got to know.
Because you got a very close up on the face shot. Your face ain't bad at all. So add me. Everybody, I know everybody else is trying to add her.
Because
I want to see what the rest of the big. You got the face shot real close up, so you might have a big body. I'm expecting a big body.
No, you're stuck.
You don't have to expect that.
Who the hell is this calling me? From Detroit. Who the fuck calling me from Detroit?
Your family?
Right.
I know.
Ain't you from Detroit, bro?
All right, now did you add me? Okay, hold on. There you go. Wait the fuck a minute.
What?
This is a cute fucking lady.
Oh my God. Look at her. Girl, you acting like
what the hell is wrong with you?
Girl, you let a damn Spanish dude get you
your self-esteem like that.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
This is a good looking sister, man.
You are so pretty.
I'm thinking her body's about to look like Fred Rerun Barry. What's happening?
How could you let that happen?
Girl, don't let nobody get yourself
man.
A thing like
especially
that.
Especially a Spanish person.
Don't let nobody think you are beautiful.
A racist one
this
at
is
that.
A good-looking sister. Wow.
I'm Rick thought you was going to be hideous.
I haven't heard anything like that in a long time.
Man, what the hell is going on
How you let a racist Spanish person do that?
What's going on with you? It's something. I got to get. Because if you were like a hideous looking chick, even if you're out of shape, I'd be like, oh, okay, I got it.
You know?
But I really want to know what the excuse is to get hustled like that. There's a lot
of.
She didn't know.
I got to be honest. I think I just got caught up in the whole. You know, because I love black men. I've never had a problem with that. As a matter of fact, I was telling my coworkers. Like, this is the first time in my life where I really, really understand how different I am, you know, and how there are so many people that just will look at me and dismiss me just based on how I look, my race. And it's very disheartening to understand all this right now. But, you know, I've come to terms with it. I've learned a lot. Just from the situation, but it just is what it
I'm,
is.
I'm trying to get to, okay, you're giving me a bunch of cliches. I want to know what the real deal is. Is your dad one of them African coons? Like, don't date one of those American niggas. Don't date no nigga. Don't date them niggas.
My dad has always told me I'm a princess and that he is a chief. His dad was a chief. And you know how that is over there.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been. He's actually a warden, a deputy warden at Rikers Island in New York. He's a wonderful dad. I love my dad. It's like no problem.
Yeah, I just want to know. I want to know why you let this damn Mexican. Was he a Mexican dude? Where was he from?
He's Mexican.
Yeah. How you let a Mexican dude hustle you?
Yeah.
You did?
That's what I want to know.
What is your name? I want to get with you. I need your look. I don't want to have sex. No sex, though. No wepa. How you let this motherfucker hustle you?
Crazy.
And there's a gang of brothers that'll get at you. There's
a
gang of them.
How the hell did you do 6 years with no sex?
Nobody smashed that in 6 years?
No, I've never slept. I was a virgin when I got married. So was just that.
Oh, damn, you were a virgin. So you're still
a virgin.
It's weird. I know. But you know what?
Hold on.
Like I said before, I think he counted on that. I think he played on that because he knew I wouldn't go anywhere. Honestly.
So you still, so Nicole, you're still a virgin at damn near 32?
I am because I'm supposed to be sleeping with my husband, and that's that. I was raised to do that. My grandparents raised me. My dad has always been active in my life. My mom has had some issues, but that's how I was raised. And so the way I tell people, because when people hear that about me, they're like, what? But
there's a missing piece of the puzzle here. You're giving a lot of cliches. There's a missing piece of the damn puzzle. Did you have like some kind of African female circumcision or some bullshit? Anything crazy?
Oh my God.
Some tears of the sunshine.
They done put some damn
some
shea butter on your coochie and it don't work right. What happened? Something's going on. You got to get hooked up with a brother. We got to get you. When are you getting divorced? You need to go ahead and get that divorce. You need to be divorced tomorrow.
I'm not getting a divorce. I have zero plans to get a divorce. I wouldn't mind to get a divorce, but I just can't. I don't have scriptural grounds to do that.
You don't have scriptural? Man, please.
Wait. So you going to jeopardize your happiness right here on this planet Earth over some...
talking about something spiritual,
some shit in the sky
that you done got hustled out of. You got hustled, sweetie. You got to understand that. This wasn't a spiritual union. This was an economic union. It was a hustle. You got hustled.
Because if it was
so spiritual. It's not even a legitimate union. Y'all didn't even consummate it. So you need to charge this to the game.
I agree with that. I agree with all of that.
Yeah.
See, you just in the thing with the idea of getting married and, you know, you don't want the embarrassment of being divorced because that's like a shameful thing in Nigerian culture, being a divorcee. Fuck all that bullshit.
Is it?
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. You're not. Yeah. That's why they be having 80 fucking wives. They never get divorced. Like, you're going to be wife number 7. You know, that type of shit. You dig? Wow. So, yeah. That's
oh, my God. You got that accent down.
Yeah. Charge. Peso, whoever, charge him to the game, sweetie. Get that divorce.
Yeah.
Don't be with this dude. He done hustled you already. He got his residency. You should have been getting some paper out that dude. You let him hustle you for free on the thought of having little mixed Nigerian babies that didn't.
Well, I don't care anything about that kind of thing. And it's just a mess because now I'm still paying for it. It's horrible. It's a horrible situation.
You are a bedwinch who got backfired on. It was your bedwinch and backfired. You tried to be a bedwinch and it didn't work. Let's be real. That's all that happened. You got
I really don't feel like
because
that.
Because
you got your bedwinch wake up card, sweetie.
Oh my gosh.
When bedwinching goes wrong, that's all that happened, sister. You were about to be a bedwinch and you were sticking it out with this racist fucking dude. You still trying to stick it out.
Right.
Bedwinching don't work. Yep. You're proof right here that the bedwinch game is over. They don't give a shit about marrying you or whatever. Trying to come up.
That's
crazy. And
he didn't even have sex with you to even put a baby up there.
Exactly.
Maybe he was
a gay,
ain't making no sense to me at all.
That's another thing.
That part is getting me, too.
Yeah.
6 years, no sex,
No, dude.
And he's sleeping in the bed with you?
No, dude.
Yeah. Did he seem a little moist?
I really don't know. To be honest.
All right, well, you need a divorce. Go get a divorce, sister.
ASAP, right now, as soon as you get off the phone.
All right, Nicole. Nicole, once you get your divorce, I'm going to hook you up with some dudes.
That's crazy.
I'm going to hook you up.
You're pretty girl.
All right, so you're going to have to get a taste for black males, dear. Thank you, dear.
Aww.
Oh, man.
Because if it was a real union, they would be blessed, and they not.
Man, that's crazy.
So sad, because she really looks good.
Yeah, I'm thinking that woman was going to get
Tariq was a shock. Whoa,
I was shocked.
Let me see your Instagram.
Because you know how Tariq be.
Exactly.
But, you know, there was another young lady who called my Ustream show. She was with a dude. He was in Africa, and he had, like, a little family over there and the whole shebang. And she was like, I'm dating this guy. I think he's trying to get his green card. And she came to my lecture. This motherfucker was fine as hell. This lady was fine in a motherfucker. I'm like, you let this dude hustle you?
Wow.
What's with y'all fine
people
women letting these foreigners scam you?
I don't know.
Especially when people pay for green cards.
Because
people will give you like 20, 30 steps.
Yes,
will you
yes,
marry
indeed.
Me? They're going to have to pay me. I'm like,
ladies, get some game about
get
yourself.
Some money.
Get some money out of it. Don't be sitting up here with your heart broken and coochie dry.
Why would I say her coochie dry as hell?
Damn.
You sleep in the bed with a dude and don't have sex for 6 years.
That motherfucker, if he didn't hit that, he's gay. He's gay.
No,
something
for sure.
I think he's gay.
For 100%. Yeah.
I want Ricky Ricardo.
Rick, you are so
wrong.
Oh my
God, that nigga, he wanted him some damn dick. Layla, what else is happening in the media out here?
Okay, see, this is why females is changing over and trend. No, I think she's been, basically she's saying she's been, you know, liking girls for a very long time.
Yeah.
And now she's coming out. Guess who's coming out the closet?
Who?
Katy Perry.
Well, didn't she write a song years ago? She kissed a girl and she liked
the girl. She was giving us a hint, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
She was giving us a hint.
So then we already know that.
So we was, you know, I don't know. Did she write that, though?
Well, that was her first hit.
No, she didn't write the song, but that was her very first song that put her on.
But then she said something very interesting, because, you know, she's like, her parents are pastors, like, she's super religious, and she went to, like, church camp, and she said she was found herself in camp, and she was trying to pray the gay away, and, like, really, really pray.
I told you, and I told you that she started in a gospel group.
She did. Wow. I remember that. I remember watching her like behind her, the scenes.
See, now she's dealing with them real white supremacists now that Trump is in office. So the real white supremacists are in office now. So they got to start distancing themselves from all that other shit.
Talking about their because
she messed with brothers too. I think one of her boyfriends was black.
Really? I can see that.
Yeah, it was a brother. Yeah, Katy Perry was a brother hitting that. She was on like.
Ain't she with John Mayer?
Now, I'm talking about back in the day. Back in when she first came out.
Yeah, but now that's getting kind of suspect with her boyfriends because John Mayer. Now I'm thinking who was really the man in bed? Like probably her.
Yeah,
like, I could see.
So what's she really doing? She's praying the Negro away. That's what she's doing when they turn that new leaf thing,
right?
Because people remember white people. They remember when somebody didn't fuck some black folks. They remember.
Right. I didn't know that.
Didn't you fuck a black guy in 2003? You know they remember.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Who was the dude? Tell me. Some
producer or something in the
you
chat room.
Tell me.
I felt like she liked Juicy J. Maybe it was just me. Remember that song she did with Juicy J?
Oh, Dark Horse?
Somebody
in the chat room said Kid Cudi had it. I don't know if he did.
Oh, I can't stand Kid Cudi. He liked white girls too. He loved some white girls. Yeah, remember he slapped that white girl?
Oh,
he liked white girls because he can boss them around. Yeah, you don't remember that?
So he could slap them? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he liked white girls because he can boss them around. Damn. No, he slapped the hell out of this white girl. And everybody, it was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, Young Thug slapped the shit out of some girl out of a club.
Yeah, some hood chick. They were yelling.
Oh, a hood chick?
Yeah, she was a hood chick.
Young Thug, isn't he with...
Jerrica.
He was with a
Jerrica Carley.
What was the one?
He got caught watching showing gay porn in his studio session. So I'm a little.
Oh damn.
Yeah, no. Young Thug always. No, he wears. I thought he was calling the dude bae. And remember that whole.
Yeah, but he never said he was gay.
That's, no, but they don't think they are.
Yeah, I know.
That's that. That's that episode of the Boondocks.
They don't think they're gay.
Come in, boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Like we.
That's
can do
my
that.
Bae.
What's we up? Who's calling? That.
These gay thugs.
Yo, who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Kyrie, man? This is Sean from Atlanta, also known as Shotta Bro Cuz on Twitter, man.
What's going on with you, fam?
Oh.
Man, I'm cooling, man. I just had a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
All right. I had a little situation recently where I have this friend of mine. She's a quote-unquote lesbian. We've been cool for about 2 years now. And long story short, we linked up last week and just out of nowhere, she hit me with the line that, you know, she wanted to experience, sex with a guy. Fast forward, we had sex, and I'm not gonna lie to you, man, it was amazing.
Oh yeah, reform stud right. Sex is beautiful.
I feel like I was doing the work of God out here.
Oh my goodness,
my man,
silly.
Those reform studs, those women who are studdish, they've been letting that thing marinate for a minute. Then when they say, "Hey, it's time for me to stop fucking with these damn dildos and get with the real though."
No, but you know, I don't know. It's just guys are weird to me now. I remember I had this boyfriend, and he said, "Okay, so we were dating or whatever." The reason why I got away from him because he was like, "Hey, I think we should have a girlfriend." That's why it hit home when I seen that that thing. I swear, that's why I got rid of him. I said, "You're weird. Like this is just weird."
Now, Layla, have you had an experience with a girl before? Just a little experience?
No
experience, no little test in the waters.
Okay, I will say this though.
She got an Atlanta orgy story.
No.
I know, down in Atlanta, somebody licked something.
So no. So I did this Smooth magazine like a long time ago.
Nude magazine.
Remember Smooth magazine back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay, I did it a long, long time ago. They had a Jamaican issue. So they flew us out to Jamaica, and it was two girls to a room. So the girl attacked me.
Oh, damn.
Were
you scissoring?
No, the girl tried to kiss me, and I was like, oh, no. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was drunk. And I was like...
That was it?
No, it was really it.
Where did she kiss you?
No, she was just trying to like be all up on me. And I was like, nah, I really don't, you know.
I want to see the damn Smooth episode.
No.
Smooth magazine?
Google.
So freaking thick then.
Everybody Google Layla from Smooth Magazine.
It has my real name.
Oh, damn.
You know, Layla is, you know, my nickname, everybody. Yes. But I will tell you, I will type in my real name, Tariq, and it might come
up. Hold on. Type it.
Oh, don't type it.
Yeah,
I ain't going to tell.
Yeah, that's okay, you know.
Yeah.
And just type in Smooth Magazine, it will come. But I was super thick, dude. I lost
Am I going to recognize you?
You're not, because people are like, I don't. like, you look so different. Because I lost, like, I was never, like, I was really, really skinny. Then I moved to ATL, gained 30 pounds. And then I moved back to L.A.
And got skinny.
And got
L.A.
And got
do
skinny.
That to you. What's up with L.A.
back
doing
and
that?
I thought I was fat.
Nigga, down in Atlanta, they got a Waffle House on every fucking corner. Nigga, that stay open 24 hours.
Everything.
Man, is this person still on the phone?
No, he's
okay,
off.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, let me see. I want to see how.
Oh my god.
Let me see Layla. Hold on. Let me see.
I gotta see.
God damn. Layla was thick as hell. Hold on.
There's like four or five pictures on
hold
there.
Hold on. Let me show the camera. Hold on.
You're so silly.
Let me show the people on the camera.
Oh my god.
Oh, I gotta see it, Teresa.
Yeah, Layla was thick as hell.
You so silly, girl.
And you look extra chocolate.
I know.
I was in Jamaica. I was tanning, girl.
Nice and bronzed.
Yeah,
your butt looks like the perfect bubble.
My butt was huge. Like, that's the first thing that gains. When I gain weight, my butt is the first. But guess what? When I lose, first thing to go.
I think that's
every
girl.
Go. I'm like, wow.
Hold on. Layla is busting it wide open on this photo.
Ooh, Layla.
Why you gonna do this? Tariq!
Layla is busting it wide open. Boom! My goodness. Boy, you
Layla.
Showing
Layla
showing all the cash and prizes.
Oh, so I don't care. That's why I don't care. If it was current, I'd be like, oh my god, that was before I had a baby. Now I'm all, you know, skinny.
I love it. I was
like 135. Now I'm like 117. I lost weight, so.
Hey, I ain't mad.
That's
I love
so
it.
Cute.
I was
I was super duper young, and I was like, yeah.
How old were you?
I was like 22.
Oh man. Love 22. It. Love it. I love that.
I'm still young.
Yes, indeed.
Late
20s. What's up? Who's on the phone, family?
Hey, what's going on? It's Shotty Bro Cousin.
You calling back, nigga? Let some other people call.
Wait, that was the same guy?
Yeah, how he get through twice?
He did twice.
What's up? Who's calling?
He lucky.
Hello?
This is Nikki.
Hey, who is this?
Hey. Nikki? Yes.
Where you calling from, Nikki?
From Winslow, Kentucky.
Winslow,
excuse
Kentucky.
Excuse my voice. I have allergies, so.
Oh, okay. What you doing in Winslow, Kentucky? It's nothing but trailer parks and meth out there in Winslow, Kentucky.
That's what she doing out there.
You don't have a pipe on you, do you?
You said a pipe.
You have the Kentucky Derby. You have the Louisville Cardinals.
I got what, baby?
You have Louisville Cardinals. You have the Kentucky Derby.
I can't understand. Oh, yeah, the Kentucky Derby. That's right. So what's going on with you, Nikki?
I just have a question, in conversation with my dude. I just want to know, is it better for me to give him a pass for a threesome?
Is it good to give your dude a pass for a threesome?
Mm. Is it better to give him a pass for a threesome?
Oh, I see. Is it better to give him a pass or a threesome? So has he been demanding or kind of hinting about this or what?
So, I mean, we talked about a threesome, but as far as a pass, he's not demanding anything. Just in conversation. I mean, we have a lot of truthful conversation with each other. And it, you know, kind of came up and I was like, yeah, I don't know which one is better. I feel like because of the type of guy he's with, I feel like I'm going to have to give him both. He says no.
So you want a threesome, right?
Not necessarily one of these. Do I mind one? No, I'm not just it. No, not at all.
But yeah, you wouldn't mind it because this is more about you. Mm-hmm. You know, you sound like, you know, you giving him a pass, but really that's going to give you a pass to get your lick on somewhere.
Oh, my God.
You trying to get it in. Because you've messed with girls before. I can already tell. That's why your voice is hoarse. That's coochie. That's coochie hair caught up in your throat.
Oh, my God.
No, that's not it.
He said coochie hair.
Y'all should have a threesome. I wouldn't say give the dude a pass because he go out there, you know, you don't know what he's doing or who he's doing it with. So bring whoever he going to do it with in the house so that y'all can both get a little taste.
He going to allow you to have another dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, it's no woman.
I was about to say.
Yeah, she'll bring another woman.
Really
woman.
With that.
No, not that type of party.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, how old are you, Nikki?
I'm 39.
39. Okay, so you're trying to get it in before you.
I swear,
you know,
I was going
to
say 45.
Yeah,
I was close.
You're trying to get it out. Y'all don't want to be too old.
We're trying to do it before we actually get married, I guess.
Oh, and how old is he?
He's He is 37.
Okay, y'all don't want to be too old doing a damn threesome. Oh, yeah, baby.
We both look damn good now.
Oh, yeah, baby.
What's with him?
Okay, now you bend over and put it in her ass.
Oh, my God.
And while I put my finger there, you put my balls in your throat. And I'm gonna jiggle my finger around like this there, baby.
Ew.
I'm gonna jiggle it around like this here, baby. That feel good? Now grab her titty while I jiggle it like this. And I'm gonna stick my finger in my thumb. Oh, not that thumb. I got arthritis in that thumb. That hurt now. That hurt. I don't want to do that now. Let's do my other finger, my other thumb, because this is killing me. Baby, go get me my hot pad so I can get the swelling down. My wrist is swole.
No,
okay. I can't finger you with my wrist swole, baby. You know? So y'all don't want to sound like that.
Doing no damn
threesome. Y'all so y'all get that shit out your system before it gets too
hard.
No,
old. We're good in that area. We're good in that area.
There you go.
Just wanted to opinion.
Thank you, Nikki.
Oh, guys will do that.
So, Tariq, before you were married, have you had a threesome?
I don't talk about my personal business like that.
I knew he was going to dodge it.
I don't talk about that.
But you talk about all your past single.
But,
we were single.
But the FBI don't visit y'all. The feds visit my house.
I gotta
be secretive about my exploits from back
in the day. Before you were married.
I don't talk about my sexual.
That means you were in your
20s.
That means yes. That means yes.
When you were in your 20s.
No, he would have been like,
wait,
no.
But he wanted me to be all open about what
because,
I doing.
Yes, because. Because
if I say
what I've done, this shit gets on Fox fucking News. All right? Tariq Nasheed had a sex dungeon. You know, it's that type of shit. So nothing.
Has somebody asked you that?
But we talking about like when you were 20, 19, 18.
I don't discuss that stuff. I'm saved.
We'll ask him off the air.
He said he's
saved.
I'm saved. Got a little holy water on your forehead there.
Don't let the lightning hit you.
Lord, let's get a couple of more calls before we get up out this piece.
Tariq, you a trip.
What's up? Who's calling?
Ashton.
What's up, Ashton? Where you calling from, brother?
Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia. What's on your mind, brother?
How do you know when you to give a female a key to your spot?
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Now, how long you been dealing with her? That's the thing.
Well, shoot, I ain't dealing with nobody in particular. Now, it was just a question I had on my mind if I was to be dealing with someone.
So, it's not really a length thing. It's all about how well you trust her. Mm-hmm. You did? Because you can be with somebody for a long time, just like the sister who called up. She was with a dude for 6 years and found out he was a damn white supremacist. So, it's all about how well you trust the person. And, you know, the energy and the chemistry and the vibe that you have. So it's really a trust thing. But thanks for the call, brother. Brother got all types of shit going in the back. Lena, right. Come in, Lena. Lena. Y'all, we got to say what's up to Miss Lena.
Yay.
What's up, Miss Lena? Say what's up to the camera. Come around.
Like that.
Everybody say what's up to Miss Lena right here. Let her get the mic real quickly.
Hey, Lena.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We can't see it. Let's see your face. Let's see your face to the camera. There you go.
Hey, guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
She's trying to take your mic. I'm sorry.
I love your hair this way.
I was thinking that's
I know,
really
Lena be coming in with the different
I'm
styles.
I'm sure when it rains like this, your hair gets.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's raining. Her hair look good.
I have a hat for this.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I was like,
because it will curl up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the guy coming today with the caterer?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. We got a caterer.
I
we're filming.
You want sex with us.
Yeah, she's gonna. Yeah. Sarah's gonna be a slave wench on the movie this weekend. So.
No. I told you I want to kick somebody's ass.
We're gonna have you. Got to be a slave. Whooping ass. You're gonna be a rebel.
But don't make me all massa. Please don't have me like queen and shit.
As a Negro.
Don't do that. I want to have a gun. Like I want to kill someone. And especially a white person. It gotta be white. Lord. It gotta be a racist white person.
So we're gonna see what we have for you this weekend.
Any in-house slaves?
I want to be in a house. I want to be a bed wench. It'll be fun to pretend to be a bed wench.
Lena, what you gonna be?
I'm a producer.
Yeah, she's a producer.
That's
on
it.
No, but my son is in it. I'm excited.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
My son did a lot of stuff, though.
Wait, what?
My son.
How old is he?
9.
Lena, oh, my God.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, yeah.
No, she don't tell her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be in it.
Lena, he's, you gave birth.
She said you
adopted him from Haiti?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Both of them.
My goodness.
You're a 9-year-old
No, you I have my, my no, my son's five. My son's five.
Lena.
Yeah. I know. I forgot you had a kid because we were talking about that when I first. Yeah, I forgot you had a kid. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Lena. Yeah, we got this catering truck. This guy. What's the name of that truck?
It's called Grill Fresh. I'm so excited. I went there over the weekend. His food is so good. He just opened the store, but the truck is ridiculous.
Yeah, my wife so follows good. It. She's been following them for a long time.
Grill Fresh.
And she's been trying to try that food.
I so I've
been.
Come I've been.
Food is so.
I heard. I heard the food is good.
That's why I was so hyped. Like, you gotta
it's higher than a motherfucker. He's charging us an arm and a damn leg.
He's so worth it. He's Man. So worth it, though.
He's charging us a grip, so this food better be banging.
We got high fives to
I want to come eat. I want to
healthy.
Yes.
I'm going to commend you on that one.
And it's healthy food.
Yes.
I'm all about that.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, Lena. So, both of y'all have
kids. Nah, listen.
I ain't having no more, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see who's on the phone real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, how you doing, TQ? This Trey from L.A.
Trey from L.A., how you doing, fam?
How you doing, man? What's how you ladies doing?
How y'all doing,
good.
Ladies?
We're doing lovely because we looking fine over here.
Well, what's on your mind, brother?
Hey, TQ, I got a situation, man. Hey, all right, so I was talking to this chick for about a month and a half. Like, we started talking at the beginning of the year. And everything cool, went on a couple of days. And she paid for the first day and kind of had me on guard because I read the, the art of gold digging and player be played. So kind of had me on guard. But everything was cool, you know what I'm saying? We chopped it up. So 2 weeks ago, I showed a dude, you know what I'm saying, at my job, a picture of her, right?
Yeah.
So he looked at me. So he come back later on, man, while this chick was on Backpage.
Oh, damn.
Basically going
what's
half.
Backpage?
Damn.
Oh, it's Backpage. Yes.
Yeah. That's
what
Backpage? Yeah. That's the trick
and inside. I'm like, I'm not paper. Getting no vibes, you know what I'm saying? At one point, and at the second point, I'm thinking, I'm not trying to move into the sexual thing because, you know what I'm saying, I'm out the player stage, I'm trying to get something established, so
yeah,
I'm not thinking about the sex part, but when he showed me that, I'm the first thing in my mind, I'm like, you know what I'm saying, how did I not see none of this, you know what I'm saying, and then the second thing, what I thought about was, either she trying to play or she trying to choose, so I'm like, man, but I ain't talked to her since. It was a twist, man.
Dude, there's a lot of women that's secretly in the game. A lot of dudes don't know that. A lot of them in the game. A lot of them got a foot in the game and a foot in some square shit. That's the thing.
Wait.
A lot of them are hustling out here, man.
Actually, my question to you is, like, was she looking at a nigga like a square, or was it because, I mean, I wasn't coming out the pocket or nothing. I mean, I never got no vibe that she was trying to get over. You feel me?
Right. She was trying to fill you out. She was trying to. A lot of women, they try to fill you out to see whether or not they can put you in the game bag or the trick bag. And they'll ease the information to you a little bit. They'll kind of slowly hint around at what they do. They'll say, well, I got a friend who's a stripper. And kind of see how you react. And if you're cool with that, then you'll say, well.
She told me she worked. Bank of America call center.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's called Backpage.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's typical, so, you know? And like I said, I ain't no square to the game, and I wouldn't get no vibes that she was, you know what I'm saying, got her toes down. You
right.
Feel me?
But then you have the weekend warriors. You got some women who will work a square job, and then on the weekend, they'll go up to Vegas, or they'll sneak somewhere and go get some money in Atlantic City or somewhere like that. You dig? So they do the weekend warrior game and keep a legit job to stay right on paper. You dig? So she's trying to feel you out to see where your head is. So you need to go ahead and kind of let her know you cool with it or not. You dig? You sound like you might be cool with it, but you know, she got to respect the rules of the game.
She found the Lord. That's what happened. She found the Lord. You just need to chuck it up to
her. And you know, when you let her know what you know and what the deal is, you know, she got to put her choosing fee on the table. You dig?
No doubt. Got you.
My man, thanks for the call.
Take it easy.
Bye.
No doubt. Yeah, it's a lot of folks out here in the game, man.
Tariq?
A lot of hustlism.
Okay, so is Backpage different from like Match.com and all that?
Oh, hell yeah.
It ain't Match.com. They charging prices on Backpage, girl.
Hell yeah.
It's like charging. Like,
I don't even know how to.
Yeah.
But Instagram. They do that on Instagram.
Yeah. 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 But Instagram is more, I'm showing off and then hit me in the DM with some prices. Is that type of-
Okay. What is Backpage then? What's the difference?
It's shit, basically the same. Front. You know, up front, same thing.
Yeah. Man. They have an escort section.
Yeah.
On Backpage.
So it's like Craigslist, little sexual.
Yeah.
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 Oh, wow. Yeah. It's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah. That shit is crazy as cat shit. You know, Craigslist, there was one time somebody down in Texas, you know, in the personal, they got the personal section. And my friend, my female friend, she's like, what you doing on a personal thing in Texas? My friend Andreas, I'm like, what the fuck? I ain't in no damn Texas. No, it was Tennessee, actually, Tennessee. And I looked at it, it was like somebody got my picture. It was trying to get women down in Tennessee. I'm like, what the fuck? This nigga using me to catfish motherfuckers. Damn.
that could have happened. What if that happened to the girl he's talking about? What if it's not even her?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Luckily, he was trying to get women. I'm lucky this nigga wasn't trying to get that dude using my damn picture.
What the friend doing on Backpage?
That's what I wanted to know. I'm like, what's she doing? No, it was Craigslist. It was Craigslist. It wasn't Backpage. It was Craigslist. But this was a personal
section. I'm talking about the caller.
Oh, him.
What if it was him on Backpage?
No, because remember, he said the friend... was like, I know her. So he didn't.
It's always the friend.
Oh, it's always the friend. It's probably him. Exactly. Exactly.
He was probably on that page.
Exactly.
Right.
What else? Before we get out, what else is happening in the news? Sarah, give me something, Sarah. Do you know something, Sarah? You're sitting here with the lipstick all hot.
I know. Your makeup always looks so good.
I always got the makeup.
Could you teach
making?
Me? Teach me.
Oh.
I'm a little tomboy, kind of learning.
I only wear makeup to come to the show.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And then, for real,
I'm learning.
So, we got her old ass, Kat Stacks.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Trina.
Oh, you
Beef.
Didn't woke her back up, girl.
Girl, because Trina didn't clap back something serious on her little ass.
What did I heard something was going on, and I saw a little piece of Kat. I got so bored, I didn't even watch the whole thing.
Right.
Kat Stacks is boring to me.
Yeah.
Her shit is
super
tired.
Boring.
It's like,
girl,
it's
bye.
Old. It's
yeah.
5 years ago. It's tired.
That's what she's trying to do.
She's trying to revive
herself.
She's
so
trying
to
get on a reality show now, basically. So what happened exactly?
So she did some interview, and she was talking shit about Trina. And she was saying that Trina had some party at the club and she was trying to get in. And Trina was like, told security, do not let her in, blah, blah, blah. Trina clapped back and was like, yo, please keep my name out your interviews when it includes bum bitch talk.
Oh.
I like Trina.
I love Trina.
I like Trina
She's my
a lot.
I love Trina too.
Yes, indeed. All right, we about to get out of here, man. Sarah, what are you doing this weekend? You're hooking up with your beau. So to speak. What are y'all doing?
Maybe. We're going to the movie. So
oh, y'all going to see Get Out?
Finally.
I hope y'all enjoy
it.
No, because I've been trying to just listen to everybody's point of view, like Tariq, Cynthia, Umar.
I want to. Yeah, it's really good. It's so good.
Boyce Watkins. Everybody has done their analysis on it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go see it now.
Cool. You going with the guy that you went out with?
Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, snap. Y'all going to get it in the theater.
Yeah, that's fun.
Go to what? What you looking for?
You are so inappropriate.
No, I'm not.
You never done a movie theater, girl?
Yes, I have.
Okay, see?
But that doesn't mean I'm not just
You ain't a goody two-shoes.
I never said I was. Tariq said that.
I knew she wasn't.
I never admitted to that.
You got it in the theater, Layla?
Of course.
Oh.
Man, the car,
the
movie theater. I haven't tried the beach yet.
The beach is
the
bomb.
DC doesn't have a beach. But DC doesn't have a beach, so I haven't done that.
I tried to get it in the theater with a girl one time. My legs are too long for them damn seats. That shit didn't work. I'm like, ouch. Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Yeah.
Wait, but like, you can get hit in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh. Never did that.
I didn't do that.
Look at Layla.
Maybe this weekend.
No.
Now, what you doing this weekend besides giving head in theaters, Layla?
Y'all are stupid. I don't know. I might go. Actually, tomorrow. See, I like to go out during the week.
So, let's go to Del Frisco's.
What day is that?
It doesn't matter.
Have y'all been to... it's called it used to be called R&B Live. I think it's called something like R&B Live. It's in Studio City. It's on Wednesdays. And they have
It's
really, really
Let's
cool.
Let's go.
Wait, we should go tomorrow.
Oh, my friend is having an event. She's having Trap Karaoke.
Trap Karaoke. Hilarious.
What day is that?
It's next week, I think, during the week.
Sarah, let people know your Instagram, beloved.
I'm like, what is it? The Sarah Nicole.
And Miss Layla, what is
mine
your Instagram?
Is Miss Layla Lo. I always spell out the Miss because it's M S L A I L A Lopez L O P E Z. So Miss Layla Lopez cool. is my Instagram. DM me.
See, this was me.
What's this?
Why I say DM me? I have no idea why.
When I was doing laundry on Sunday.
Okay, you had the dude's crib.
Oh, let me see.
He has a nice rooftop.
How his house look, girl?
This is a rooftop.
And y'all follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Tariq Elite. T A R I Q E L I T E. All right, we're about to be up out of here, family. I will holler at you guys on Tariq Radio. I want to see what her dude looks like.
Yo, we going to, yeah.
All right, I'm going to holler at you guys. Y'all be good.
Bye.
Oh, that's a nice room.